This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And again, that toll-free number is 855-450-3733. So it's an exciting day here in Keene. Mm. I'm not a big fan of voting, but I realize when you can go and vote for yourself and for, like, everyone that you're voting for is a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah, you don't get to do that in most places.
It's not the worst thing in the world in that particular case. So it's exciting. It's primary day, and a lot of us are on the ballot. I can't wait to see the results.
Yeah, nobody's on the ballot for governor. And in New Hampshire, when they decide the ballot order, it's different, sort of randomly chosen per town. So some places it'll be nobody will be on the top of the three choices. Other places it'll be in the middle. Other places he'll be on the bottom. And so it'll be interesting to see if there's any kind of difference. Like, do the places where nobody is the final choice actually do better than if nobody is the first choice? Because it'll appear as though it's like just some sort of third option. Like, oh, you can vote for nobody.
He was the first choice on mine.
Yeah. In ours, he was the middle choice.
Okay.
So it was different ward to ward here in Keene.
I don't know. It's randomized. That's fascinating.
Yeah. He's and you're running for sheriff here in Cheshire County, so we'll be looking for results from the entire county for your race here tonight. And technically, yours isn't a race per se, in that there wasn't anyone else.
I don't think
it's
a race.
There wasn't anyone else who ran against you. And what was normally expected to happen for listeners, you know, obviously you don't live here, you don't know. There is a incumbent sheriff here in Cheshire County named Eli Rivera. Now, he's got a bit of a history with the liberty activists here, being a little, let's call it, aggressive towards some of the activists in the past. He managed to get himself into sheriff, and he's managed to stay there for, I think, four or five terms. This may be his fifth re-election attempt. He's been there basically the whole decade.
It's time for him to get out.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And so he's, well, of course, he's running again. But the guy who's been his opposition on the Republican side, so it's a Democrat incumbent, the guy who's been on the Republican side, Earl Nelson, didn't file this year. So he's
correct.
Lost year after year after year. Every 2 years, there's elections here in New Hampshire. The sheriff's every 2 years. So he lost every 2 years for the last four or five seasons. And I think that he just got so old, he's probably in his mid to late 70s at this point. I think that he just threw in the towel and said he was done, not going to run again, because he didn't.
He did
and,
not.
You know, it's not something that he would forget about, right? Like, that's
right.
That's a choice. And I don't think the Republicans knew that he was going to do that, and they were caught off guard. And
I mean, all of this is their fault, I would like to point out. I was going to run for state rep, but then, of course, the secretary of the Cheshire County Republican Committee decided that she was also going to run for that same position.
Right, and she hasn't been exactly friendly.
No, she hasn't.
You.
But she's the secretary, so she knows everyone.
That's right.
If her name is there, they're going to vote for her in a primary.
Right.
So it was pointless to even file. But
yeah, it was nice of her to file early, so we could find that out.
Yeah, so I, you know, looked to see whether or not Earl Nelson had filed yet. This was like a Wednesday, I think it was,
maybe a Tuesday. So.
And there were 2 days left to file, so I was like, all right, let's roll the dice. I'm going to file for sheriff, because I called and I couldn't file for both.
Right, and you had run as a Libertarian sheriff candidate in 2018. So it wasn't unheard of to have you running for sheriff at that point.
So it just totally took them off guard, and they evidently weren't on top of things. Like, Earl, you've got to go file, because Aria just filed, and she's the only one who's done it. So that didn't happen.
That's why I don't think Earl wanted to file.
I don't think he did either.
He clearly didn't want to, which is weird, because then I said, all right, well, they're going to find somebody. My prediction was that they were going to run a write-in campaign against you, and it turns out I was right about that.
But they did, but it's so half-assed.
But what I'm surprised about is that they're writing in Earl Nelson. I figured they were going to scramble and find, like, some other retired cop that they could get to agree, all right, you can write me in, you know. But no, it's Earl Nelson, the same guy who obviously decided he didn't want to run this year. So it makes me wonder, did they even bother calling Earl? Did they even bother to, like, ask him, hey, would you accept the nomination? If you won the write-in nomination, would you accept it? You know, do you want to actually be the candidate this year? I don't know, right? Like, did they actually come to him and beg him? Oh, please, Earl, we need somebody. We can't have that tranny on the ballot.
Well, even if they did go through all of those steps, I mean, the momentum I've seen for this, their outrage lasted 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and then all of the other candidates got, you know, caught up in their own primaries, and it just got completely brushed aside.
So well, don't get
that's
cocky.
Been my, don't I'm not get getting cocky.
Okay.
I mean, anything can happen, but I will be stunned.
It would be hard. It's hard. I mean, traditionally, it's very difficult to get enough votes for a write-in candidate to even qualify, because I think you have to hit 35 here in New Hampshire to even be like considered a legit write-in candidate. But then to have that overcome the number of people who are just going to come in and check off because they right. went, because they were there, and you were the Republican. It's, again, just a primary ballot, so it's just your name and a blank write-in space. A bunch of people, not knowing any different, are just going to check your name off because that's just what they do.
Yep.
And so it's going to be very hard for him to surpass that.
But it's impossible. Definitely not impossible.
It's not impossible.
I just don't think it's likely.
Yeah.
But it's been a fun day here.
You should talk about how the Republicans that did try to work against you, I think it was like only like 5 days ago. It wasn't that long ago when the notice went out.
No, I think they discovered this on Saturday night, or it may have been longer ago than that. Yeah.
Okay.
It was
like
Wednesday.
It's only been a week.
It was Wednesday night of last week.
Yeah, so it hasn't been that long. And they put out the notice about this, and that actually sparked people coming to your support who otherwise didn't know about you,
yeah.
right?
Well, a lot of them knew about me,
mm-hmm.
right? But, yes, I did get a lot of messages from people who had no idea that I was running. Who was like, hey, right. this is great. It's about time, right?
You didn't have a campaign of which to speak. I mean, you'd ordered some campaign signs. You'd handed them out to some of your supporters. But there
yeah.
wasn't you don't have a campaign manager. There wasn't an active organization behind you. And then all of a sudden you had volunteers.
Yeah. There were probably 30 signs put up in Cheshire County for me last night.
Wow.
And I didn't put up any of them.
That's amazing.
It's just people volunteering who are like, hey, no, that's screwed up, you know?
Right, to have them attacking you
yeah.
like this. Yeah.
Like, they were the ones who dropped the ball, and they're not attacking Ian Freeman. They're not attacking
no,
Matt Roach.
I'm not a trans
or any. Right. Right, that's ultimately what it comes down to, and I think that's why their campaign didn't generate any momentum, you know?
I hope you're right. I hope that it didn't generate momentum. The thing that concerns me is that your average person isn't going to go vote in the primary. They're going to vote in November.
Yeah.
So the people who vote in a primary are the politically connected crowd, the type that listens to talk radio, the type that is connected with the Republican Party. They're getting emails from them. Those are the people who are more likely to show up, which is why I wouldn't be cocky about this. Let's celebrate if you do win, but I wouldn't celebrate earlier because it is going to be the politicos who show up, which is going to be the part that you have to overcome. And we'll see.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I do know that some people who ordinarily don't go out and vote did go out and vote today simply because they're friends of mine and, you know, they wanted to go and vote for me and show their support. And that's great. I don't know how many of these. I mean, it's not like the Cheshire County Republicans really did a lot to try to put the word out about my existence.
Yeah, you know? It was last minute.
Yeah.
It was a half-assed last minute email or whatever that they said.
It was a post on Facebook.
I'm pretty sure I got an email, too. Probably was both.
I haven't seen an email.
Okay.
And the person who's been monitoring this sort of thing for me has not relayed any email to me. I would love to know that such an email existed.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have that forwarded to me, by the way. But, yeah,
right. I'll take a look.
I can't wait to see the results. It's primary day here in New Hampshire. I like how they tried to give me one of those stupid, asinine I voted stickers. Of course, they didn't even let you do that, did they? They didn't offer you a sticker.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about what happened when nobody... Matt, my roommate, and I, all three of us, we carpooled down to go, because we all vote in the same place. You live in a different part of town,
right.
So there's five different wards here in Keene. And I wanted to document this process because I knew things were going to be different given COVID. And so, all right, well, how different are they going to make this? Because we'd heard an early report from one of our other activist friends in the area that he was denied access to go inside and vote, and they made him vote outside because he would not wear a mask.
But you have the right to, well, I guess they didn't deny his right to vote, did they?
Let's talk about it. It's a very interesting thing that happened today, and I've got video footage of the whole thing.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. It's definitely worth discussing. We're going to get into that. It's a crazy world out there, and it's primary day, but you have to wear a mask to go exercise your government-granted right to vote. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-453, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Aria. And as it turns out, there was no such email. The total...
I checked.
Yeah, the total attempt at posing a write-in challenge against me was a single...
The sum of one Facebook post.
A single Facebook post that received exactly one like.
And how many likes, do you happen to know how many likes the Facebook page itself has? I'm just going to guess it's less than 200.
No, it's like 500 and
really?
Something. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But the last I heard, the Cheshire County Republican Committee didn't have a Facebook page. So presumably, the Cheshire County Republican Committee doesn't actually oversee the page. I don't know.
I have no clue.
Either
That's
way,
a great
I
question.
Don't.
Their website has looked like it was from 1997 for like the last two decades.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're way behind the times.
Is the committee even authorized to endorse one candidate over another? I mean, if they have a write-in candidate, aren't they, or at least the board members on the committee, aren't they required to say nothing about me if they don't support me?
That's an interesting question. I think that each individual has the right to endorse whomever they want in the primary, Republican primary, but I don't know if the board itself
Yeah, I don't
can.
Think the board can.
That's
I know
an
when I formed
question.
The, I don't remember the term now, the affiliate group in Tate County of Mississippi for the Libertarian Party, it was specifically within the bylaws that we adopted from the state party and that we had to include that we could not speak out against a Libertarian candidate.
Yeah, I know that in the case of the Republicans in New Hampshire, because I was the chairman for about a year, I was the chairman here in Keene. I actually stepped down. I'm now the vice chair in that particular case. But they do require that as a Republican office person or whatever, or somebody with a position in the party, that you cannot endorse someone from another party. So it would be against the rules for me to endorse Darrell W. Perry for governor, who's running as a Libertarian. I don't know if it would be against the rules to say that I'm going to vote for Darrell W. Perry in the election.
Okay.
But makes sense. But anyway, yeah, I don't know if the organization itself can take a position in a primary. That's an excellent question. I would guess that they can't.
That would be my guess, too, and that's probably why they never sent out an email or anything like that encouraging people to vote against me.
Unknown Facebook page that happens to bear their name. That,
as far as I know, isn't actually related to them, but hey, that could have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Gulf Coast Time calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Oh, hi, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
I wanted to make a bold prediction about the upcoming presidential election.
All right. Get bold.
I predict that Trump will lose the election.
Really?
And that Joe Biden will ascend to the presidency during the month of November 2020.
Now, why do you think Trump is going to lose the election?
Well, there's so many negatives about him. He's a monster, really. This guy's horrible.
Biden.
Not even close. Not even close.
Should we play the clip for him?
Which clip?
Any of the Biden clips.
Well, I don't think he'll be convinced.
It's a drop in the bucket compared to Trump.
I don't think he'll be convinced that because...
out about Trump and how mentally ill he is. He's a pathological liar.
Well, they're all liars, dude.
Yeah, but he's beyond anybody else.
He's a super duper liar.
What makes you so sure he's more of a liar than every other politician? I mean, they all seem to be about the same.
He lies every day, many times. I mean,
he's a politician. Of course he does.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Trump is just he's mentally ill lying. It's pathological more than any other person I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. So
he's in a lot of trouble with different prosecutors around the country. He's going to go to jail if he loses this election.
You think so?
For what?
Bank fraud, tax fraud, insurance fraud, campaign fraud.
I don't know how to tell you this, but if that does play out on Biden's first day in office, he would pardon Trump.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. They always do.
Well, they asked him if he would. He said he wouldn't pardon him.
Yeah, well, they lie. Politicians lie.
He believes Biden.
My prediction is that when Biden wins, he will have a deal where if Trump resigns immediately, that the various state and federal prosecutors will not indict him on anything he's done up till now.
But if Trump resigns, Biden wouldn't assume office. It would go to Mike Pence.
So you'd rather put a kid toucher in?
Well, Trump's a toucher of all kinds.
Well, there haven't been any allegations about Trump touching children.
Let me just finish my prediction here. How Biden gets into the presidency early.
Okay. Oh, he's going to get in early.
If he agrees to the deal.
That's not the way the Constitution works.
Yeah. Doesn't work that way, bro.
Before he resigns, he has to fire Pence and make Biden his vice president.
I don't think it works that way, bro.
Yeah. He can't fire the vice president. The vice president was elected just like Trump.
I mean, it would be awesome if he could, right? Because, you know, Trump's fired pretty much everybody.
He could convince him to quit if it means that Trump is going to go to jail for many years.
Sure, yeah, he could convince him to quit.
Okay,
we
got my prediction on... Okay.
But even then, Joe Biden wouldn't get the presidency. It would go to, the...
Secretary of State, I think?
Yeah, I mean, there are rules in place. There is nothing in place in the Constitution that allows Joe Biden to assume office before January of 2021.
Now, look, I'm not saying I'm going to vote for Trump, although I will say if he does pardon Snowden within the next 2 months, I will vote for him because I have committed to do that, which is still a possibility, and we can actually talk about that because it's sort of in the news recently again, the whole Trump-Snowden thing.
Yeah.
But
because Snowden was right all along, as it turns out, to the surprise of no one in this room.
So, I'm sorry, I forget your name, caller.
Tom.
So, yeah. You know, the whole thing with, Biden touching children, that doesn't bother you?
I don't know about it. I never heard any of that.
Okay, well, here's what you do. Go to joebiden.info. Go to joebiden.info on your nearest web browser, and you'll see plenty of very interesting videos.
There's a couple of books out by psychiatrists about Trump with all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay, but these are literally videos of Biden being aggressively inappropriate with children.
It's still not a drop in the bucket compared to how horrible Trump is.
Do you have videos of Trump aggressively touching children?
No.
Okay.
All right.
So
I want you to go to joebiden.info.
Tom,
I want you to go to joebiden.info, and then after that, you can call us another night and tell us if you would let him alone with your granddaughter.
No, that's your challenge, Tom. Good luck with that. That's joebiden.info.
Yeah.
Just his name, .info.
Man, it's a very interesting website.
I don't know how anyone could take a look at it and be like, yep, this is my
guy. Oh, this is totally fine. No, it's pretty weird. I feel really bad for those girls in those videos. I mean, they look like they want to be anywhere but there.
And I will say in Joe Biden's sort of defense, not all of the videos are of him touching children, but a lot of them are. An alarming number of them are. Some of them are fully grown women.
Oh, he does? He touches them too? Okay.
Yeah.
So he's not discriminatory then?
No, he's just a creep. 855-450-3733. What do you think? Does Joe Biden, you know, and his fondling, for lack of a better word, of women across all age spectrums make you kind of not want to vote for him? Does it make you want to vote for him? 855-450-3733. That's 855-453 as in freedom.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky saying it's time for the Senate to vote on a new stimulus package. Democrats, including Senator Patrick Leahy, say the stimulus package being put forward by the Senate Republicans just isn't good enough. Over two dozen people are dead in Louisiana from Hurricane Laura. Governor John Bel Edwards says a handful of the 26 deaths happened after the storm left the state.
Seven of these deaths have been related to storm cleanup, including people falling from roofs or being hit by limbs or debris. So please be very careful when you're working on your house or property.
The Democratic governor urging people to stay hydrated and cool while they work as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Small business owners taking an optimistic tone as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The people who own the nation's small businesses seem to feel pretty good about the future right now, as the Small Business Optimism Index for August is slightly above its 46-year average, though the Uncertainty Index did increase to its second highest reading of the past 3 years.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the prospect of having a coronavirus vaccine by election day is exciting to him.
I'm very optimistic that we will have something by the end of October. So if you're looking at the end of October as election day, I would agree with the president that the progress to date has been extremely encouraging.
Meadows talking to reporters outside the White House. He also insisted any suggestion that the president is pressuring the FDA or others when it comes to getting a vaccine just isn't true. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Or you can use one of the Discord call-in lines that you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. And if you have a good enough microphone, you can pretty much sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. That's discord.freetalklive.com. So, Ian, previously we were discussing the fact that you went to vote today. Now, you're running for office. I'm not exactly sure what office you're running for.
You did too, right?
Yes, I went.
You went and voted.
Yes.
Okay.
But my experience was different from yours.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
you put a mask on.
I did.
You're part of the problem.
I put on an NPC mask, okay? I made myself pretty clear about the entire thing.
All right.
I mean, for those who know,
I'm sure
they know.
All those old ladies understand the NPC meme.
Well, the ones who know, know. And I don't care what the old ladies think, right?
Okay.
I did get pulled aside, though, and this one was like, hey, you came in here 2 years ago, and I'm so sorry. I didn't think to ask, but what are your pronouns? And I just spent like a full 2.5 minutes there explaining to her that, you know, yeah, I was not offended. I didn't care. I didn't even notice. It didn't even register.
Wow.
I never answered her question.
She was thinking about it for 2 years.
For 2 years, dude. That poor woman. About something that I didn't even notice.
Wow.
But yeah, so your experience was drastically different from mine because I did I did put on the mask
right
to go in and do, I did my civic duty so I could go in and do my civic duty. so I could have some civic duty with a side of civic duty.
You must have been in a hurry or something like that, because it does take longer if you do it the hard way, which is the way we did it.
Well, I went there at like 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to have Jamaican at 5 at the time, so yeah, I was a little pressed for time.
All right, so I was not going to wear a mask, and nor were the folks that were accompanying me, so nobody. Our co-host was with me, and my roommate was there as well, Matt, who's also on the ballot. We're both running for the state rep seat, the citywide state rep seat here in Keene, which is 2 seats, and there's 4 Republican candidates running, so 2 of us are going to be eliminated. I suspect I'm going to be one of the 2 that will be eliminated, but we'll see. So none of us were going to wear a mask, and I had heard earlier that one of the other libertarian guys in the area had been told he had to wear a mask or else he had to vote outside, and so he voted outside. And so I thought, all right, well, I want to record this whole process. I want to get evidence. I want to see how they're going to treat us. I want to see, you know, what changes are different this year as compared to normal voting. And so one of the first things that was obviously different was they had, like, chalked 6-foot, like, squares on the pavement outside of the voting area, and I guess that was for what they were expecting to be lines of people. It's a primary. No one ever lines up for a primary. There's almost no one that votes at a primary. But anyway, they had like sort of grids where they were going to line people up outside if there were enough people to line up. So they had that. And so, you know, the 6-foot away thing, and as we're approaching, you know, they ask, do we want a mask? And you can get a mask if you want to, you know, if you don't have one, you want to go inside and vote that way. And, of course, I'm not interested in doing that. So then they said, well, you can vote outside. So they have a special little tent set up for what had been at that point 6 other people. And it was around 4 in the afternoon, just after 4 when we went to go and vote. So it had been all day and only 6 people had refused to put a mask on in order to go inside and vote. And so we were the 7th, 8th, and 9th people. So not even a full 10 people had refused to wear the mask. And so, and we all kind of had slightly differing experiences. So, for instance, one of the things they try to do here in New Hampshire is they try to get you to show ID to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And you technically don't have to here, which is unusual. In some states, you absolutely do have to show ID or you won't be allowed to vote. But in New Hampshire, it's always been that way.
You can just sign an affidavit affirming your identity, correct?
You are allowed to sign an affidavit. Now, it is under, you know, you're swearing under oath, so you're on the penalty of perjury that you are who you say you are. And as long as you are, then there's not a problem,
right?
But most people don't know about this, and a few years ago, they changed the rules to try to make it even more confusing, and the way the election officials, the way they explain it to people is purposefully designed to encourage them to just go along to get along.
Well, the government's good at this, right? It's the same as the, quote, statewide mask requirement we have here in New Hampshire.
Doesn't
which
exist.
Which isn't a requirement.
Yes.
It's a suggestion.
Right.
Just like this. You're not required to show your ID. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah. So she, and I got all this on video. At some point, maybe I'll put it online because it is, I think it's kind of, I mean, it's boring, but it's also interesting, right? Because it's boring just to watch somebody try to go vote. But interesting because we do things that are different than the usual voters. So
you think.
None of us were willing to show ID. And the woman who appears to be the head of that particular election ward, that particular bureau or whatever, that woman was trying to tell us that, oh, well, there was a law that was changed 5 years ago and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, look, lady, I haven't shown ID to vote in the last several years. There's only one time I ever did it, and that was when I was in a super rush. I had somewhere I had to be, and so I regrettably showed ID to vote in that one time. But every other time, I've never shown ID here in New Hampshire. So I'm like, yeah, every time I voted, even in the last 5 years, I haven't shown ID. And so she finally relented. So she was trying to pretend like you couldn't do this. And I just basically said, well, I know you can. And so she finally relented, and she went and she got the affidavits that you were referring to. And then a woman comes out with her, and she says, oh, I know him. That's Ian Freeman. So I didn't have to fill out the affidavit because the woman knew who I was.
I didn't have to fill one out either.
Yeah, they knew who you were.
Yeah.
They did not know nobody, and they didn't know my roommate either. So they both had to do the affidavits. So the woman gets out a camera, and she asks.
And they're doing all of this outside.
All outside.
They're not letting you inside the building.
That's correct. There's a little tent. Little
in
tent.
The middle of a 85-degree hot afternoon in New Hampshire. It was 85 degrees today.
I would rather it be 85 degrees than 30 degrees, which is probably more going to be what it's like in two more months in November.
Sure.
Then it's going to be quite uncomfortable to be outside in this this area where second-class citizens are allowed to supposedly vote. So she then brings this camera out, because when they did change the law a few years ago, they did add sort of an extra process into if you refuse to show ID, what happens. That's what they changed.
Okay.
And so they added a step where they take your picture and then you sign an affidavit. And the idea there is, in case somebody is coming in there saying, I'm Aria DiMezzo, and then they want to take, you know, the photo of that person, so in case the case gets investigated, they have some evidence of who was claiming to be Aria DiMezzo, right? So that's kind of the idea behind this. And I personally never objected to having my photo taken. I don't care, right? Whatever. You guys know who I am.
Well, I just always sort of assumed that when I go into a polling place, I'm on camera anyway.
Yeah, you would think. But this is like a little Polaroid, right? It literally is a Polaroid camera. It's what they have. And so they take, they ask if they can take, I think they asked if they could take their photos. Nobody agreed to it. My roommate did not.
I would
not.
Imagine they said, we need to take your photo.
I'll have to review the footage on that one. I don't remember for sure. But my roommate refused to allow his photo to be taken. And so she went ahead and she dealt with nobody and took his photo, and he signed the affidavit. And with him, they brought out a religious objection form and put that in front of him and said, does this apply to you? And he says, no, it does not.
They brought this to?
To my roommate,
okay.
Who refused the photograph.
Right.
And they had a religious objection to being photographed for him. That they put in front of him and said, does this apply to you? He looked it over and said, no, that's not my objection. And so he wasn't willing to sign a religious objection form because that wasn't his reason.
Sure.
So then she's like, well, okay, well, I guess. And she's like reviewing the rules, right? Like
right.
She's got the voting rules right out in front of her because she hasn't gone through this yet at all, right? This is the first time somebody's ever likely. I didn't know you even could, right? Like, so this is totally new ground for me, too. I'm like, wow, okay, it's interesting.
Huh?
And so he refuses.
Just tell the bureaucrat no.
And so she says, well, okay, we'll just have you sign this form anyway, and then we'll change the title from religious objection to it's just your personal objection. And he says, okay, fine. So they don't take his photo. He signs the affidavit, and then they let him vote. Now, here's the other thing. Normally when you vote at these voting locations, you put the thing into a machine on your way out the door. Well, we weren't going to be allowed to do that, so we had to trust that they were going to take our ballots and put them into the machine themselves. So we have no idea what happened to those ballots.
Oh, God, yeah. That's terrifying. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Aria. And ForkFest 2021 is happening. Thankfully, ForkFest 2020 was one of the few events that people could actually go to this year.
Sadly. Thankfully, yes.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully there was an event, right?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we won't still be in such a position to make that statement come 2021, but who knows?
I am not optimistic. I wish I could be. Generally, I'm an optimist, but in the immediate future, it looks pretty grim.
So at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, that's where we're going to be assembling. It's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mm-hmm. And ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost. There's no one in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th until July the 4th. Or whatever block of time during, if you don't want to say the whole thing. Sure. But it starts June the 28th through July the 4th. You can find out more about it at ForkFest.party, including finding links to the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Mark your calendar for June the 28th through July the 4th. We'll see you there. ForkFest.party.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
The fifth one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
ForkFest for the flippening was awesome.
I don't think there was a flippening in that.
Well, there was a flippening in that we flipped from the beginning of Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's true. We did flip the
times.
Yeah, we did flip the dates. That's true. So I think it was a good choice.
I think so. So the flippening did occur.
The fireworks were great. That was a really awesome addition this year.
Yeah. So Trump is taking on the military-industrial complex. Is that right?
Yeah, he is. But there's a little bit more I thought that you might want to hear about the voting experience that the mask-free voting experience that me and our co-host Nobody and my roommate went through today. That apparently only a handful of other people had bothered to go through. By the time we got there, they had had around 1,000 votes, which is actually on the high side for a primary. That's including the absentee ballots and the the votes of the day. So I think it was okay. Like 600, 400, one way or the other. I forget which. But again, higher turnout than your typical primary, which is unusual. That may be because there was a pretty, intense fight on the gubernatorial side for Democrats. So there may have been a large number of Dems who turned out. That's just my speculation on that.
Well, there seems to have been for the Republicans as well.
I don't know. I mean, they basically ignored the Republican gubernatorial candidates. Nobody got only one news article from a New Hampshire newspaper in the North Country, and I don't think Karen Testerman got much more than that. She got a little bit more, maybe, but not much more. So the mainstream media basically pretended like Sununu has this in the bag and didn't bother to, you know, interview or speak to his opponents. So I don't know.
That's frustrating.
But anyway, the other thing that I thought was worth pointing out was that we also got to do something unusual in that, for listeners just tuning in, we had to vote outdoors. We were not allowed to go inside because we were not willing to wear masks to go in and participate in this process. That's supposed to be a right, so they couldn't deny us the ability to vote. So they put us out where the second-class citizens go, out by the dumpster.
But I don't know. In legal land, didn't they deny you the opportunity to fill out a ballot?
They did not deny that.
But correct. I think they did deny you the opportunity to actually cast that vote by putting it into the machine.
Yes, they did. They definitely denied that. And I am going to show that to an attorney and see what the attorney says about that, because
they let you fill out papers, but they didn't let you vote.
They said they were going to put them in the voting machine, but we could not observe them put them in the voting machine.
And they're just going to do it at some point today.
They said they were
going to
do it when the polls closed. They would insert them into the voting machine on our behalf, which sounded really suspicious to me, and I don't know if I believe what they, you know. I imagine these people try to be honest, and they're not. There are a bunch of eyes on them, right? Like, they're not doing it alone. So it'll probably happen the way they said it would. But we don't really know.
Yeah, and there's no evidence that it will have happened.
Right. I mean, I guess we did some write-in votes, so if we looked at the number of write-ins, maybe we'd be able to determine whether they were ours or not, but we can't really know that anyway, so we can't know how many other people did the same write-in votes that we did. So it would be impossible to really know whether or not they cast our votes. But that's what they said was, well, you're just going to have to let us do it for you because we were not going to let you in there, essentially, is what happened.
Could they not have put a second machine outside?
They don't have a second machine. I mean, there's...
Well, that's their fault, not yours.
Yeah.
So, terrifying, man.
It's, well, I mean, that other machine would have only had 10 ballots in it anyway. I mean, if they wanted to just throw all of them out, they could. I mean, if they want to throw ballots away, they can.
Sure.
So who knows? You never know how honest or dishonest these voting systems are. But one of the other interesting things was we were allowed to essentially vote together. All they had was like a little black table out there with a couple of chairs around it. And so me and nobody.
No stupid privacy curtain?
No privacy curtain. Just sitting right across the table from another person. Now, I'm sure that if we weren't together, they would have allowed us to vote, you know, one at a time, right? So, like, if...
Okay, so they would have also have wasted your time.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, you pretty much have to expect your time's going to be wasted when you go and vote. I mean, if you don't have to wait in a line, you're lucky, right? Like, generally, you don't have to wait on a line around here, especially on primary day, just because there aren't that many people voting.
But you're still wasting your time by going and actually exercising the act of futility.
Oh, yeah, for the most part. I mean, unless the vote...
It's wasting time while you're wasting time.
Yeah, unless the candidate wins by, like, one vote, then it's pretty much a waste of time. But, you know, for what it's worth, it is good to be able to go out and vote for people that you actually know, which, as you pointed out, we can do here in New Hampshire because we actually have libertarians running. In this case, we were running as Republicans just because it's too hard to get on the ballot as a libertarian. It just requires way much more effort than any of us were willing to put in to do this because, again, it's just not that important. But it was interesting to be able to vote in a group. So we were all, like, sitting around talking to each other about who to vote for, you know, who are we writing in. And so, like, you know, normally the...
Who's this a-hole? Should we vote for him?
Yeah, that actually happened. And so that was kind of different, right? Because normally when you go in to vote, it's all, everybody's quiet. You've got to go in and you've got to vote.
Oh, it's super somber. Yeah. I mean, you're observing the highest ritual the state has.
Very self-important. Yeah, all of that. So
that's why you get your little I voted sticker, right?
We did not get those. They did not even offer them to us.
Because you have no record that you actually voted, I guess.
Well, there is a record, supposedly, that we were there because we checked in, right? They have our names and that sort of thing. But I just thought it was interesting that we had to, like, what essentially was like a team vote going on. Like, we were all just voting together at the same time. We could consult with one another and chat. We were just, you know, having a good old time doing this together. So it was very unusual, very different, and... it's not going to be very comfortable come November when it's cold out, and then they're going to keep us out there for 20 minutes or however the hell long it took.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, especially if there's snow on the ground or something miserable like that.
Welcome to second-class citizenship.
I want to know what would have happened if one of you had asked to use the bathroom or attempt to get a drink out of the water fountain or something. Well, look, dude, it's hot out here.
Yeah,
I'm thirsty. I just need to go in there and use the water fountain. Would they really
they
have said...
They would probably deny it. That's a great question.
Yeah. That would be...
That's a good one. So that was my experience today.
So we'll get the results one day, but until then...
I wouldn't expect them tonight, but we might. Maybe
we'll get a lot of the results tonight, but I probably won't get mine until tomorrow, which sucks because I'm probably the most anxious about actually seeing mine.
I know. Oh, well.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, Trump is taking on the military-industrial complex. Well, in the meantime, let's go to the phones.
He said something really interesting recently. Like, I'm pretty shocked by it.
Well, we've got Bonnie calling from Texas. Bonnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm calling because I thought of something I think is a really good idea, like a resistance tool against, mandatory vaccination, if they make the COVID vaccination mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a social thing. If any of my friends ask me about it, like, all of my friends are pretty much liberal. I'm going to just say, like, I'm just scared to take the Trump vaccine, and I'm going to only call it the Trump vaccine.
That's a good idea.
I'd be doing, like, if a Democrat was president right now, the media would be like, this is Obama's, like, passion project vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea because it'll give the leftists something to think about. That might actually kind of shake them up a little bit. Like, really? You're going to put this thing that Trump is backing? In your body, you will
that's
be part
exactly
of Trump.
And he is, like, backing it now, so, like, it's not a why.
Yep.
Wow.
That sounds right.
Bonnie, thank you so much for the call, and thank you so much for
that's
the excellent
approach.
Idea.
Yeah, that's a good
approach. I'm definitely going to use that because mask while I'm at work, okay. I can tolerate that, but you want me to inject something into my body?
You're literally going to have Trump running through your veins.
Well, I guess that's better than the ultraviolet light or the bleach or whatever crazy thing. I mean, which he didn't actually say, but it's fun to characterize his statements that way. Versus, as we were telling the previous caller, Biden, who actually does say things that are every bit as crazy as just inject bleach into your skin or whatever. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.